Mr. Speaker, every Thursday we go out and clap for our carers. Many of them are risking their lives for the sakes of all of us. Does the Prime Minister think that it's right that care workers coming from abroad and working on our front line should have to pay a surcharge of hundreds, sometimes thousands of pounds to use the NHS themselves?
We must look at the realities that this is a great national service, it's a national institution, it needs funding, and those contributions actually help us to raise about £900 million. And it's very difficult in the current circumstances to find alternative sources.
During the darkest times of the coronavirus outbreak, the health of the United Kingdom was significantly protected by the migrant workers in the public healthcare system, many of whom have been increasingly coming from outside the European Union. Yet, until recently, the same group of professionals were still paying more than their British colleagues for the privilege of using the same healthcare system that they kept in function while risking their lives in the period of the epidemic. The National Health Service, more popularly known by its abbreviation NHS, is the publicly funded healthcare system of the United Kingdom. Funded by the government's tax funds, the NHS provides a comprehensive range of health services with the goal of maintaining an affordable healthcare to the entire British population. The program has been globally recognized for the success of its model and has become a symbol of pride for the British due to its universal affordable healthcare support. However, since 2015, every non-EU immigrant resident in the state had to begin paying £200 of additional annual tax per person for their use of NHS. This tax became known as the Immigrant Health Surcharge. The tax jumped to £400 in 2018, and the program of the massively victorious Conservative Party in the last elections included increasing the surcharge from £400 to £624 per person. The problem with the actual tax does not come only by its existence, but also by the method required for the payment. Namely, every migrant individual or family has no right of deferral or ability to pay annually, but rather to pay in advance for the entire duration of the applicant's visa or residence permit. This means that if there is a migrant family of four, obtaining 5 years of residence in Britain, and assuming that the family believes that public healthcare service is the best option in case of health emergency, the additional tax that needs to be paid by this estimated around £8,000. The most bizarre and tragic perspective of this legislation is that it also required all non-EU immigrants working in the NHS to pay the surcharge. A frustrating ignorance by the government to accept and validate any efforts of this migrant community. Still, due to a worldwide epidemic later hitting the UK, the removal of the surcharge for the NHS workers became a much more discussed topic, both in the public officials.
Two patients from the same family in England have tested positive for coronavirus, the first cases to be recorded in Britain.
The latest UK case of coronavirus is the first to be contracted within the country, the first Briton to die from the illness.
422 deaths now recorded from coronavirus.
If we can get this down to numbers 20,000 and below, that's a good outcome.
Across all settings, the total number of deaths now stands at 40,883.
We are now making progress in this incredible national battle against coronavirus. A fight we never picked against an enemy we still don't entirely understand. We're making progress in this national battle because the British public formed a human shield around this country's greatest national asset, our National Health Service.
With the country in crisis and the NHS stretched to breaking point due to the coronavirus, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has seized on war rhetoric, national pride, and call for unity. He found the rhetoric for collective identity in the biggest government policy that unites all British people, the NHS. Citing praise for all the healthcare workers putting maximum effort to protect the health of Great Britain. However, Prime Minister Johnson and the current British government forgot that their grand national healthcare organization is consisted 8% of healthcare workers being non-EU residents. Simply put in numbers, more than 100,000 healthcare workers in UK are non-EU residents, coming outside the country, outside of the entire European Union. The portion of doctors specifically is even more significant, representing a number of 24,000 doctors that are currently residing in the UK, but actually come from overseas, which is almost one-fourth of the entire number of doctors in the UK. The situation is similar among nurses, where more than 12%, or in rough number 38,000 nurses, are non-EU residents. All of these workers had to risk their lives during the most dangerous time of the pandemic, yet none of them were able to receive a support from a government's ease of taxation for the public health service that they are actually working for. The frustration went even further when it was revealed that this same group of healthcare workers has experienced the biggest mortality rate among healthcare workers in the UK. The first 10 doctors to die from the coronavirus while working for NHS are all coming from overseas, specifically from countries such as Bangladesh, Egypt, India, Nigeria, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Syria, and Sudan. A new estimate points that 27 out of 29 confirmed deaths of doctors in UK are deaths of non-EU residents.
The Prime Minister has asked the Home Secretary and I to work on how we can remove NHS and care workers from the NHS surcharge. We've talked many times during this crisis about the enormous contribution that people from overseas make to the NHS and to social care. The purpose of the immigration health surcharge within the NHS is a fair one, and the purpose is to ensure that everybody contributes to the NHS.
Finally, a change of heart by the British government came after 2 months of the NHS migrant workers' heroic battle against COVID-19. The surcharge was set to be removed, but only for the NHS healthcare workers, not even raising the possibility of expanding it to every migrant. Still, this direction by the British government is unprecedented and a very big recognition to the migrant workers in the UK.
One of the people who will benefit from the change is Chantelle, a care worker from Jamaica who has lived in the UK since she was 7 and has spent nearly £10,000 on the surcharge.
I'm still struggling now. I still owe things from the last time I paid for this application. I can't use my credit cards anymore because I'm still paying for those. I've already paid taxes, so why do I have to pay NHS surcharge? It's like I'm paying double tax. People are like, I'm not worth anything. I'm just here and, you know, I'm not valued as a person. But I'm doing a lot. I'm on the front line. You know, I'm risking my life. So I'm putting myself out there to help people.
As we were doing this interview, the news of the exemption broke, and this is what it meant to her.
Really? Yeah. Thank God.
now by Dame Donna Kinnear, who's Chief Executive and General Secretary of the Royal College of Nursing. You've been calling for this for a long time.
Yes, we have since its announcement in 2015. But for the last 2 years, our members across the health and social care sector have been very clear that this is an unfair tax. I welcome the news on behalf of nurses across the health and social sector divide, but it is really a shame that it's taken this pandemic for the government to see sense. As a daughter myself of the Windrush generation that came here to nurse and also to provide support to the public sector, it is very, very clear to me that this was an unfair burden on people that were already paying taxes and national insurance.
The current pandemic has served to reaffirm the importance of UK's international educated labour. COVID-19 is likely to change how the British feel about migrant efforts, not only in economic value, but in a great reflection of social acceptance. However, the ignorance of bridging completely the gap between the privileges of a resident and a citizen still symbolizes the nation-state's unwillingness to recognize the valuable economic and social impact that the migrant communities do in their new home country.